Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. Today's message is part 5 of a multi-part series entitled Epiphany, and today's specific message is entitled Reframing, based off of Luke chapter 5 verses 1 through 11. So let us dive into the Word today. One day, as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now, go out where it is deeper, and let down your nets to catch some fish." "Master," Simon replied, "we've worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing." "But if you say so, I'll let down the nets again." And this time their nets were so full of fish, they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "Oh Lord, please leave me, I'm such a sinful man." For he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught, as were the others with him. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people." And as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. Amen. In last week's message, you'll remember that I mentioned that I had got a job as a business programmer at a company that specialized in home automation technology at the very beginnings of that sort of thing. It was cutting edge, and it was really, really cool. And this was good news for me because I had gotten married at an early age. Now, I don't regret any of that at all. I don't regret getting married at an early age, and my wife and I had children, or at least a child, before she was finished college, and we had both of our children before I was finished with college. I don't regret a single end of that. I'm happy for the life I have and wouldn't trade it for a thing. But the reality is, getting married at an early age and having children that young is we were less equipped financially than maybe others would have been had they waited a little longer. Not that that matters, but it did make things tight. And this job was going to pay me good money as a software engineer working on developing and maintaining code for our high-end customers. It was 2003, and by this point, we already had our first child, and my wife and I were expecting our second child. And on top of everything else, we had just purchased our first house. Now, this job, along with my wife's working as an RN at the hospital, this job was going to help financially secure the future of our family. And then it happened. The company I worked for went belly up. And because I only had 1 year, 1 year of experience, not to count all of the years of going to school and the stuff I had done on the side, none of that counted. I only had 1 year on the record of experience. And because of that, and because of the fact that many tech jobs had been exported, I couldn't find a job anywhere. And I tried. It was absolutely horrifying. And over time, our house came close to foreclosure. And one of our cars actually got repossessed. And I felt hopeless and lost at the end of the rope, so to speak. In Scripture, we see Peter in such a situation. As a fisherman, his livelihood depended on being able to catch fish. When you're a fisherman, that's what you do. You catch fish. And if you don't catch fish, there's all sorts of problems. And not just, this was not just about his own financial security, but we know that Simon Peter had a wife. He probably had children. It would not have been unlikely for him to have had children. And he certainly had an ailing mother-in-law to care for, and Scripture states that clearly. Without catching any fish, that would hurt more than just him, but his entire family. This is the context in which Jesus entered the picture. Peter had been out on the Sea of Galilee all night, and he had caught no fish. None. Nada. Zilch. And this stranger, this rabbi, was telling him to take him out on the sea and to cast his nets again. Peter was no doubt tired and frustrated. Yet for whatever reason, he decided to do as Jesus told him to do. And what happened? Seriously, what happened? He caught so many fish that the nets began to tear. Like, wow. Quite a catch, right? More than that, he called his friends over, his partners, and James and John came over with their boat. And they caught so many fish that their nets began to tear. I mean, we're talking massive catch. Record-breaking catch. More than that, Jesus then reframed what fishing was meant to be for Peter. What God's purpose for Peter had been all along. He wasn't meant to be a fisherman, but a fisher of men, a fisher of people, women and men alike. But that sort of fishing would cost Peter and his family big time. Have you ever been there? Have you started to do something, defining yourself as something, only to find out that it was not who God planned for you to be? During the time I lost my job and had to redefine myself as a stay-at-home dad, which was hard for me, and I had people on all sides questioning why I wasn't working. You know, what's that bum doing? He should get a job. He should be supporting his wife and his family. What, is he lazy? All of that going on. But during that time, I came to realize that Christ was reframing my identity and my vocation, just like he had for Peter. I was not meant to be a software engineer, but rather an engineer in the building of holy community. I was meant to be a Christian and a pastor leading others to the kingdom of God and to Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. And that has, my friends, cost me and my family big time. If you were to ask my wife and children what Christ's call has cost them, I guarantee you that they would tell you exactly what it's cost them. It's who we were meant to be. None of us would look back. None of us. Friends, That's exactly what God is doing for you and the church as a whole. Whatever you have seen yourself as, God is actively redefining what you think to be reality. Whatever you have pictured your church as, Christ is redefining it into something new, something holy. Something that is destined to change, to grow, to expand. Something that attracts new fish into the net. Jesus is telling us, go out to where it is deeper. Go deeper. Go deeper. And cast your nets again. Remember, just like Peter, we are all called to fish the waters and to welcome new people into the fold. Not people that look like us or talk like us or think like us. Remember, we're called to just put our nets out and catch whatever we catch. And whatever we catch is bountiful, a bountiful harvest for the kingdom of God. Remember that we are called to cast our nets. And this is not just my job, by the way. It is all of our jobs. Let us be a people who allow Christ to inform us of who we are. And let us follow him. Let us follow Jesus at all costs. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, I just thank you and praise you for this opportunity to be challenged by you to go deeper, to go deeper, and to cast our nets again. For Lord, you are not done with us, and there is a great catch awaiting our nets, if we would just be your people, and if we would just go deeper as you have called us to. Soften our hearts, Lord, that we may trust in you and that we may do as you tell us. For if we do, the reward will be great. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'd like to thank you for tuning into this message. Again, it was entitled Reframing, and it's part five of a multi-part series entitled Epiphany. And I'd like to thank you. And I would also invite you to check out all of our websites, the Life-Giving Water Messages website, my personal devotion, lifegivingwaterdevo.org. And then you can check out also the Party on John cast. All of that is there in your episode notes. So if you check that out, we greatly appreciate it. And I'd of course like to invite you to like us and to share and to rate our podcast, because the more you rate the podcast, the more people are able to find Life-Giving Water Messages and benefit from it. So if you truly appreciate our podcast, then please do rate us on all of the venues that you listen to us on. In the meantime, friends, I would like to remind you that you are richly blessed so that you may be a blessing for others. Go in peace.